Bladder cancer patients in central New York should see fewer trips to the operating room because of some new technology available at the Upstate Cancer Center. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Bonnie Krisak, a special ed teacher in the Mexico School District, was diagnosed with bladder cancer just over a year ago. The symptoms included an urgency to use the bathroom, which was hard as a teacher.
What would happen is I'd have to get my teacher assistant to watch the class a lot so I could go use the bathroom. Pretty often.
She learned treatment involved removing tumors from the bladder, but sometimes it requires several procedures because the tumors can be very small. But that's all changed now with technology at the Upstate Cancer Center called blue light cystoscopy. Grisak was one of the first patients to benefit from it and says she feels fine now. Bladder Cancer Program Director Joseph Jacob says tumors appear bright pink when the scope is used during a procedure.
This allows us to basically clean out someone's bladder, not just with the naked eye, but with this blue light. Not just that, you can sometimes miss edges of tumors, and so you switch back to the blue light and you make sure that you catch the whole tumor so you're not having patients coming back because maybe we didn't clean out the bladder completely.
Jacob says this is the biggest development in treatment of bladder cancer since robotic surgery started being used. Bladder cancer is the fourth most common cancer among men. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.